bring this down a little today. I'm going to try this a little different. Hello and welcome to Dopey, the Tuesday show. Maybe this isn't a good idea. I'm going to bring it down a little bit more. Oh, yeah. Look at me. Fucking playing music, doing the show. It's all happening. This is the teaser for the... this is not going to work for me. Got to get this out of here. This is the Tuesday show for... Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up. Sorry. This is the Tuesday show for the teaser. If you want to hear the whole show, it's on Patreon. It's me and Selby and Cormac going over Selby's early recovery and the hatred against me on Reddit. It's fun. It's a very provocative show. So go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And I don't know. I should just play the teaser now. But... I have stuff to talk about. My daughter Susan is sick at home. She's right in the bedroom next door to me right now. She's playing Roblox. I have to figure out the balance of not just watching TV with her all day, but getting work done also. I'm trying to deal with that. And the bigger issue, this is a big recovery issue. First of all, the Diddy fucking thing, Diddy Reckoning on Netflix, just might be the greatest series I've ever seen. My only complaint about the Diddy series on Netflix is it's only 4 episodes. It should be 12. I think I'm going to go in depth about it on the Friday show. But, you know, how's it going for you guys? All these fucking installments of Dopey. Are you keeping up with it? And now there's a teaser with unique material. Can you possibly keep up with it? I think there's probably one or two people that can keep up with it. If you can keep up with all this material, please send an email or a voicemail to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. At the end of the year, I'm filled with lots of feelings. I'm filled with gratitude, but not really. Really, I'm filled with fear. And I ask the question, or I challenge the question that my sponsor once said to me, which is, can you live in fear and love at the same time? So I'm going to ask you that question. If you pray, why worry? If you worry, why pray? Can you pray? I know I've proven that you can be in fear and love at the same time. And I've proven that you can pray and worry. And I've proven that you could be grateful and petty all at the same time, because I'm a multitasker. That's how I get it done. But I'm interested in getting better, sort of. I've said this before on the show. I know I've said it in the Zooms lately. I'm going to say it now. They say gratitude is the highest vibration. And I thought that was bullshit. But the older I get, the more days I sit around and ponder the wonders of the universe, the more I realize that gratitude is the highest vibration. Maybe we should try that the fake meditation right now. All right, here we go. Hold on. All right, everybody. Can you hear this? Just relax. Let's take a big breath in our nose. Hold it. Count to 3. And release. Let's take another big cleansing. Is the inhale cleansing or is the exhale cleansing? Let's take a cleansing inhale. And an even more cleansing exhale. Is gratitude the highest vibration? Sometimes we're in fear. We're scared these fucking motherfucking cocksuckers are gonna take what we have. Or maybe we're not gonna get what we want. Take another deep cleansing breath. In these moments of trials and tribulations, I want you to ponder what it would be like to be in a car speeding down the Henry Hudson Highway. The Hudson River's on your side. Maybe you see some ice floes in the river. Maybe there's smoke over the New Jersey skyline. Now just imagine you can lean out the window with a bow and arrow, and you draw the bow back, the string on the bow, whatever that might be called. You cock the arrow in the bow while you're cruising at 60 miles an hour down the Henry Hudson Highway, if that's what it's called. And you're looking forward, and you have the bow and arrow in your hand, and you release the arrow. Now the question is, as you're cruising at 60 miles an hour on the Henry Hudson Parkway, Highway, whatever it's called, the river's on your side, you've released the arrow. Did the arrow go in front of you? Or is the arrow right outside your window? Can you reach out and grab the arrow? What does it feel like? Is the arrow hot? All right, I'm sorry. I can't help it. I'm sorry. We're going to try to do another meditation another time. For now, this is the dopey Patreon Reddit roundup teaser with Cormac and Selby. And here is the teaser.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
So good morning and welcome to another Dopey Tuesday. And we are going back to the well on something that I really don't feel great about. Normally we do a Reddit roundup when there's really nice, fun, positive stuff on Reddit that makes me feel good. This time we're going back to Reddit because Selby said, why don't we do a Reddit roundup? And I figured people are getting tired of Doug and Ray. So it's good to branch out a bit. And it's my great honor and privilege to welcome back the great Cormac and the wonderful Selby to the dopey Reddit roundup / potentially Cormac chemical comeback? Cormac, what is it?
It's the comeback of Cormac's Chemical Corner.
The comeback of Cormac's Chemical Corner. Good morning. I got new glasses, and I feel totally uncomfortable wearing them, so I'm gonna take them off.
Somehow I could tell that you felt awkward with them. Without like when I, hardly when I'm any at body my
meeting, When I'm at my meeting, it's very cold and bright, and I wear a hat and sunglasses, but when I share, I take off the hat and sunglasses as soon as I start sharing, so I'm not self-conscious at all. I also won't share at my meeting until it's at least 41 minutes past the hour. I refuse.
And that's, how did you come up with that particular timing?
Well, it's funny you should ask. I've used to share whenever the spirit moved me, but I felt that the earlier I shared in a meeting, the more time I sat with the shame of what I had said during the meeting. So I decided that I needed to share in the last fourth of the meeting, so the time of me having to sit with what I had said was much shorter.
Maybe you should flip it around and share earlier, and that will be a little bit of a check and balance against your ego, so that it'll for knowing that you have to sit with it.
I'll fucking leave if I share. I share in the first quarter of the meeting, I'm going to have to get up and walk out.
See, that's interesting to me that you don't share in the first half of the meeting and get it out and get it off and stop spending the rest of the meeting thinking about what you're going to say. It's done. It's over. Now you can pay attention.
No, I'm chilling. I'm chilling in the meeting. I'm barely thinking about what I'm going to say. I just know that once the clock hits 8:41, I'm ready to share now. And I haven't had a good share in a good share probably in a year, because I think I've said all my good shares. I think it's over.
Yeah, I think about that.
I wonder listening to the show how many, you know, aspiring recovery social media influencers got their start when they first got a few laughs sharing in a meeting. It's a great question when you ask. You'll ask a guest, Dave. Oh, did you love getting laughs with your shares in recovery meetings?
I remember Chris used to always make fun of me for that. Cormac, let me ask you a technical question.
Oh, sure.
Do you think Selby is going through his mic or is he going through the computer mic? All right, that's all I'm going to give you for the teaser. But I assure you, the Reddit roundup is high octane and what's the other word? Very, very, very controversial and provocative. So tune in, no meditations on there. So tune in, go to Patreon, check out the whatever it's called, the Dopey Tuesday on Patreon, www.patreon.com. And I'm very interested. I've heard some positive feedback about this 5 days of Dopey every week. And I want to see if there's any negative feedback. Of course, that's just looking for problems. So if you have any feedback, positive or negative, please send it to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. Look for some serious Diddy content coming up. I think I should just do a whole show about the Diddy series. It's so incredible. It's just amazing. Please send in stuff to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. Maybe it's just a comment on the show. Maybe it's a great drug story. We could use a really great drug story. Maybe it's a funny shitting story. Maybe it's a sex story. Maybe it's a service story. Maybe it's a recovery story. Maybe it's a treatment story. Maybe it's a sex in treatment while relapsing story. Send them all in to dopeypodcast@gmail.com. Stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.
Greetings and salutations, Dopey Nation. I want to take a walk around the world. I wonder would it do me any good? Until I get some money in my pocket, then I guess I'll just have to walk around my neighborhood. But I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And I wanna take a ride up in the sky and watch as aeroplanes just pass me by. And I wanna see a Learjet liner take a dive just to show all of these people what it means to be alive. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire's all I ever had. And my shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. My shadow's getting smaller and smaller. And it's high noon where I stand. Wonder would they pay it any mind when I leave this busted city far behind. I'll take the high road however far it winds, cause peace and love are very, very, very hard to find. And I wanna be good so bad. I wanna be so good, so bad, so bad. I wanna be good so bad. But bad desire is all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. And these suckers make me mad, and it's all I ever had. And I wanna call my dad, and it's all I ever had. And it's all I ever had. Stay strong, Dopey Nation. Fucking toodles for Chris.
Sup, Zoomers.
And shout out to Scott Wick, the rap god, by the way. I mean, everyone else is great too, but
Zoomers,
it's the rap god, so yeah. Toodles.